You're with Cape Talk.
24 minutes past four. Once again, I've left, in my view, I hope in some of your views as well, too little time to talk about books. But The Thriller is the last book that John le Carré completed before he died. It is called Silver View. In the publicity around this, there is a suggestion that he left at least some incomplete manuscripts, and that his son, who is also a writer, might well be working on completing those. But this is the last one that bears the 100% imprint of one of the greatest writers of espionage novels. Indeed, to restrict them to a genre description does them a disservice. So it's called Silver View, which is the name of a house in which two of the people of interest live. And the central character, that innocent who is not part of the world of espionage, is a man called Julian Lawnsley, who leaves London and a high-flying job, and he moves to a small English seaside town, and he decides to run a bookshop there instead. A couple of months into his new career, he has a visitor, Edward, who's a Polish emigre who lives in Silver View, the big house on the edge of town. And Edward obviously has a history in the field of espionage, and it might well be that his wife, and perhaps even his daughter, to whom Julian is attracted, might be involved in the fringes, at the fringes or in the center of the world of spies as well. And this story is told, and then there is a parallel story told of a letter arriving at the door of a spy chief in London and an investigation to try and find out something. What in the beginning is not exactly clear, and that's, of course, typical of Le Carré novel. There is a lot of allusiveness and elusiveness, and it all comes together at the end, and then you understand what all of those, well, you get answers to all of the questions that were arising in your mind as you read through it. Some of the reviews have been not exactly thrilled by the book. I delighted in it. It's definitely not Le Carré at his best. Smiley's People, Little Drummer Girl, Perfect Spy, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, those were Le Carré at his best. But John Le Carré, even 10, 15, 20% off his best, is still considerably better than most other people who are trying to write similar novels. I enjoyed every single sentence. John Le Carré's Silver View. The Alice Hoffman's Magic series, there are three, the third of which is now out, called The Book of Magic. I didn't read the first two, and so that might have impacted on my ability to get into the one which concludes the trilogy, The Book of Magic, the one which is available now. And there were a lot of references in the first 70 to 80 pages that I was struggling with. But once it all settled down, then I began to enjoy the richness of the story and the grandeur of the character and the boldness of the themes of magic. And so I'm sure that if you enjoyed the earlier books in the Practical Magic series, then the concluding book, which starts with these interesting line, "Some stories begin at the beginning and others begin at the end, but all the best stories begin in a library." It's a great start to a book. And then two non-fiction books, two biographies that I have read and really enjoyed. The one I enjoyed slightly more than the other is Dave Grohl's The Storyteller, Tales of Life and Music. I mean, he had an early career in a band, a punk band called Scream, but then he became famous as one of the three members of Nirvana. And then when Nirvana ended with Kurt Cobain's addiction-related death, he started the Foo Fighters by himself, and the first Foo Fighters album he recorded in a studio with himself producing and playing all of the instruments. And he tells the story of his life. He's got young children, and there's a sense that he's writing the story with a view that his young children might be reading the story or having the story read to them. So not that there's censorship, it's just that some of the potentially more out there aspects of being a rock and roller on the road with Scream and with Nirvana and with the Foo Fighters have just been, as he says at one point, I'm going to have to tell you the rest sometime. But, I mean, he's a really interesting guy, and he's an engaging storyteller, and he has lots and lots of wonderful stories to tell. His musical career started with him grinding his teeth. He loved the sound of the drum. He loved the rhythms of the drums. So he started grinding his teeth to try and get those rhythms going with that sound. And then he fashioned a drum kit out of pillows. And then what he did was he had a kind of seance, and he tried to summon up the spirit of the Led Zeppelin drummer, John Bonham, and in that seance petitioned him for musical success, which he has enjoyed dramatically. He speaks factually about Kurt Cobain's addiction. He speaks very little about the relationship with Courtney Love, that very troubled relationship with Courtney Love. Perhaps that's because Dave Grohl and Courtney Love and the other surviving member of Nirvana in 2014 very publicly kissed and made up in their long fight over the rights to Nirvana's music. And he tells a lot of lovely stories about being on the road and about being in a musician and the other musicians that he's met and liked and not liked, and thoroughly enjoyable. Dave Grohl's The Storyteller, Tales of Life and Music. And then Jimmy Carr, very quickly I'll do this. Jimmy Carr is a controversial comedian in that many people, myself sometimes included, think that his jokes go too far. They are too cruel. They highlight aspects of life that should not be tried to be made funny. But he is an interesting character, interesting relationship with his mother, interesting relationship with depression, about which he writes very candidly. And Before and Laughter, a life-changing book, is a weird combination of a memoir of his life as a comedian, which started at age 25 when he gave up his boring job. He'd never written a comedy gag before, and he started at 25 and he just said, I want to be a comedian, and so he started writing jokes, and he's now a very successful comedian. And it's also a kind of self-help book about how to cope with life and the stresses that life throws at you. I did prefer the memoir bits to the self-help bits because I'm not much of a self-help book reader, but all in all, an engaging and enjoyable book. Jimmy Carr's Before and Laughter, a life-changing book.